ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं सग्रजतं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सवजूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललितश्रीविशेषान्वितं हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीसागोपिककान्तराधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनीश्वरि ऋषवानसुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धिभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 5. The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram, Text number 1. Vande Nanda Buddha Taishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Jashi Chaya Tat Swarupam Aginapi Nirupyate Vande Nantad Bhutaishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Jashi Chaya Tattvarupam Aginapi Nirupyate Vandinantad Bhuta Ishwaryam Sri Nityanandam Ishwaram Jashi Chaya Tatsvarupam Aginapi Nirupyate
Yeah.
la gis. Let me offer my obeisances. Ananta, unlimited, Adbhuta, and wonderful, Aishwaryam, whose opulence, Sri Nityanandam, unto Lord Nityananda, Ishwaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jasya, whose Ichaya, by the will, Tatswarupam, his identity, Agyana, by the ignorant, happy, even, Nirupyate can be ascertained. Translation. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda, Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have described the glory of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now, in 5 verses, I shall describe the glory of Lord Nityananda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankarshan, Seshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. He assumes 4 other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in 4 other forms. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation. And in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaura Sundar. I have explained the 70 verses and 4 subsequent verses. By these verses, all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and reside in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a verse from Sri Swarup Damodara Goswami's diary. It appears at the 8th of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Balaram Nityananda ki jai. Nityananda Balaram ki jai. Because we have already had the philosophy about Lord Nityananda, His Grace Devkinanda Prabhu spoke very nicely. So today we would like to narrate some of His activities. Some. He is unlimited. It means He has unlimited activities. For the purification of all of us, we would like to narrate some of His pastimes. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said that Lord Krishna's crown is Lord Balaram, Nityananda. His flute is expansion of Balaram, Nityananda. His chada, his dhoti, is Lord Nityananda Balaram. His coach, his seat, is Lord Balaram, Nityananda. His bed is Lord Balaram Nityananda. His slippers, his footwear, is Lord Balaram Nityananda. Mridanga is Lord Nityananda Balaram. The Goloka Vrindavan, the land Goloka Vrindavan itself, is Lord Balaram. And every grain of sand in Goloka Vrindavan is Lord Balaram. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said here that He is unlimited. And for the purpose of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He expanded Himself unlimitedly to serve Lord Krishna. So He is God, the servant. The Supreme God, the servant. You want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In His Leela with Lord Ramachandra, He showed anger. Very angry. When Maharaj Dasarath ordered Ram to go to the forest, Lakshmana, He wanted to bend down, wanted to close down Ayodhya. He shook the whole universe by His anger. As Balaram in Krishna Leela, He did the same thing. He wanted to close out the whole universe. When Duryodhana and his party insulted Lord Krishna devotees in Dwarka. But Balaram was very angry. He wanted to close down the whole universe. But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He has no anger. He is always peaceful. Even when there are occasions for Him to be angry, He never showed anger. Instead, He tolerated everything peacefully. Lord Nityananda Balaram, seeing the condition of the material world, He looked at our situation. He deliberately accepted the dress of an avadut. If he had come as a Brahmana or a Sannyasi, there would be so many rules and regulations restricting him from doing his duty. Therefore, he deliberately gave up his position. He took the form of an abadut so that he can penetrate everywhere at his will without restriction. That is his costless mercy. So merciful, Nityananda. Now, people who want to search for God, they go to the forest. Even if they don't go to the forest, they have to go and seek for a saint. But Nityananda does not wait for people to come to him. He goes to the people and simply requests, chant the name Gaura Sundara, chant the name Gaura Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. That was all his request. For this purpose, he took an abadut dress. So he enters everywhere, no restriction. Although he play all these pastimes, he never forget his lila as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. That out of madness, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one day he came to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was completely dressed by air, only air. He has nothing on his body. Because he sees himself as a child, as a small boy. He was completely naked. And he came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to remove his chadar and cover him, my dear brother. At least, you should know we are in the material world. We are not in Goloka now, so you should know we are in the material world. Because at some time, you should just cover yourself like this. That is Nityananda. Abadut. And then he will go to Srivas Pandit's wife. He's a big man at this time. He's a grown-up big man. Grown-up man. But he will go to her and be sucking her breast as a child. As a child. And he's allowed. The mother consider, yeah, this is my baby. Want to suck breast? Do it as you like. In Nityananda Prabhu. So merciful, so wonderful, so sweet. As a spiritual master, as an original spiritual master, he taught us the process how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is never possible for anyone to become Krishna conscious without a guru. It is not possible. One cannot become a pure devotee without the mercy of a pure devotee. One cannot go to Godhead without an invitation from an associate of Krishna. It is not possible. Lord Nityananda, he taught the principle. If you want Krishna, you need a guru. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to circumvent this principle. He will run to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he will be brought back to the house. He will run to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be brought back to the house. This is not a system. Follow the system. He will run, but he will be brought back to the house. You have to follow the system. Until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally told him, my dear friend, don't be like a monkey. Follow a proper process. If you want to attain God, go to a guru. Go back to a house and look for a guru. So Raghunath Das Goswami went back to his house and started searching for guru. So one day Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with his associate. And Raghunath Das Goswami came there. He came and he just stood behind. He didn't come to the front. He was sitting behind. So the servant informed Nityananda Prabhu, "Here is Raghunath Das Goswami." On Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh, a thief has come. He wanted to steal love of Godhead on his train. He's a thief. Come here today, I will punish you." Offenders should be punished. That is management. And Lord Shiva said, if offenders are not punished, those who are very honest will become unprotected. The offenders should be punished so that those who are honest will be protected. So Lord Nityananda, teaching as a guru, said, you want to get love of Godhead without the proper process? You are a thief. How can you steal pure love of Godhead? You have to follow the system. Therefore today, I will punish you so that you will be brought to your senses. Yeah, punishment, very wonderful punishment, very sweet punishment. So nice. Everybody will like this punishment. It should feed my associate. We are hungry. We need feast. Feast us. This is your punishment. For Raghunath Das Goswami, this is a wonderful punishment because he is from a wealthy family. His father is very rich. For him to sponsor a feast is nothing. Immediately he told his servant, "Go and bring whatever is available." And they were purchasing banana, they were purchasing yogurt, they were purchasing all the necessary ingredients. Big, seven extra large pots. Large pots and small pots. And they started preparing the boga. They were soaking all the pot with condensed milk. One side, yogurt. One side with a special banana. And it was a big feast. It was a big feast. The whole villagers came to understand Raghunath Das Goswami making a festival celebrating Lord Nityananda's mercy. Everybody came to participate. Every businessman and women, they were coming with all their goods. Raghunath Das Goswami purchased everything from them. And it is offered to Lord Nityananda and it distributed. The whole universe came to participate. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the raised platform at the bank of Ganga. Now it's Panihati. Very nice place. It's in Bengal. Very nice. Very sweet. So it was a big festival. When the festival became ecstatic, the whole universe was coming to participate. Lord Nityananda Prabhu invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. He invoked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for the festival. Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even getting him directly. It was still impossible for him. But here, because of the mercy of the spiritual master, Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought in. Without Raghunath Das Goswami's effort, he was brought in. And remembering their cowherd boy pastimes, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came in the middle of the devotees enjoying the feast. And they were passing along. Lord Nityananda Prabhu would take a morsel of food and push it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would chew it and laugh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also would take some and push the mantle on it, and he would chew it and laugh. In this way, they were celebrating the feast of Raghunath Das Goswami in association of wonderful devotees. Only the internal devotees were able to see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present. External devotees were not able to see, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present. And Nityananda Prabhu was feasting him with his own lotus hand. Only the internal devotees were able to see this internal pastime. The external devotees, they were simply eating without seeing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, costless mercy, it's unlimited. It's unlimited. Now he placed his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and he blessed him. So his Krishna consciousness, of course, it's a manjari, but because they have come to teach us the process, they were showing us the process. He gave him blessing to attain to the love of Godhead. After this, Raghunath Das Goswami went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without obstruction. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura said that a disciple who has gotten the mercy of his or her guru, the principles of Krishna consciousness becomes very easy for him or her to follow. For those who are struggling with the principle with Krishna consciousness, we should understand that we have not gotten the mercy of the spiritual master. For those who have gotten the mercy of a spiritual master like Raghunath Das Goswami got from Lord Nityananda, Krishna consciousness becomes very easy and sweet. This is the principle. Then Vrindavan Das Thakura, he narrated so many wonderful passages of Lord Nityananda. One, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and he said, my dear brother, I came here, I left my abode and I came down here to deliver all living entities, including thieves and rogues, untouchables. I came for them. So if you sit down here peacefully and chant Hare Krishna, how will I do my business? You came here to assist me. Therefore, I want you to go to Bengal and preach. Preach Krishna consciousness. Deliver the whole world. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his associates, they started from Jainanpuri to Bengal. But this journey took them 3 months. What was the problem? Their problem was ecstasy. That was their problem. As of ecstasy, they were not seeing any direction. They were simply moving. They were just going. They would just go far distant. They would ask, brother, where is the way to Bengal? It's, oh, you have made a mistake. You have to go back the same way you came. They will go back and that will take the whole day to get back to where they started the journey. Let to continue the next day. The next day, the same thing, they will continue. They were not seeing externally. They were not at all external. They were simply internal. They will go another direction for the whole day. Brother, what is the way to Bengal? You have made a mistake. You have to go back the way you came. They spent 3 months on the way. And not only that, one of them, the cowherd boy, would climb a very tall tree, and from there he would jump from there down and bounce like a football. He would declare, "I am angered." That's Lord Machandra, pastime. Angada is the son of Bali. So he came in Chaitanya Lila. All of them became. That would take some time. Another boy, he was just in the middle of the road, he just stand like a Krishna. For the whole day, just stand in one place. The others have to wait for him. Because they are together. It would take a whole day. In madness of pure love of Godhead. It was their vehicle. That was the vehicle they used from Jagannath Puri to Navadvip. Pure love of Godhead was the vehicle they used. Because that was their situation. Then on the way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his associate, they met with some devotees, these powerful brothers who are always expert in chanting, Vasudev Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh. The kirtan melt even wood and stones. Lord Nityananda Prabhu enjoyed himself in the kirtan. And after that he continued his journey and they got another devotee. He brought wealth. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu decorated his 10 fingers with jewels, rings. From here to here was full. From here to here was full. His neck was full. His head was full. His ankle was full with jewels. His chest, every part of his body was jewels. And they continued the journey. They came to another village. And this village had notorious thieves. They saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his associate. The leader of the thieves, he said, "My dear brothers, who said this is a Goswami? How can a Goswami be like this? Don't look at his body. He's a sense gratifier. But it is our fortune. This so-called Avadut Goswami is our fortune. All these years I've been worshipping Durga. Today Durga has become very pleased with us that she has arranged for us to become fully satisfied. Instead of going to steal from places to places, Durga has assembled everything we need in one place and he simply brought him before us. So tonight, just wait. We shall go there." And all of them started dividing Lord Nityananda property. One of them said, "Yes, that crown on his head, that is mine. Yes, the rings on his fingers, that is mine. Anyway, the chest, the hands, everything." They divided everything among themselves, right there on the body, along Nityananda. But they were also together with devotees chanting Hare Krishna. The thieves and the devotees, they were together in one place. All of them were doing the same thing, Hare Krishna. While the hand is up chanting Hare Krishna, the mind is thinking, yes, let the night come, I will become wealthy. So they are teaching us that according to Bhagavad Gita, four kinds of people approach me. Where are those four people? Four kinds of people who approach Krishna, where are they? Huh? Where are they? I'm not asking who are they. Where are they? These four people. Where? Where do you find them? Yes. It's here. Those four kinds of people that are not in the street, they are here in this room. So if you divide this room into four, Bhagavad Gita say we are approaching. Yes. Please don't forget that these four people are in this room. Don't forget. Don't think that they are outside. They are not outside. The four kinds of people who approach Krishna, they are in this room. They also follow Nityananda. They are chanting Hare Krishna. They were following Nityananda, but in their mind, are they devotees? They are already distributing the Nityananda's word in their heart. So we should not. Of course, Krishna said, I created them. They are here. But it's better that we should be honest to approach Krishna honestly. So we have the ultimate benefit of being in the Hare Krishna movement. So in the night they came. In the daytime they saw Nityananda Prabhu show them. The devotees were not seeing, but these thieves were seeing. They saw that Lord Nityananda in the house he was residing, they were powerful security guard. This security guard can destroy thousands of people with their own hand. They were not like us. They were touching the sky with their height. So the thieves, they said, these security guards, they are here because of the king who has come to visit this village. So after the king leaves, all the security people, they will go. This Goswami will be here alone and we will bounce on him. So they went home and prepared themselves. In the night they came. When they came, they saw the security guard. Oh, let us wait. Let us wait. When the king leaves, the security will go. So, we'll do our job. They waited, and in that process, they slept off. They woke up only when it was daybreak. They started accusing each other. You slept first. You slept first. It is you who slept first. That is why I also slept. Anyway, let us go before we are detected. So they ran away. The next, they came back. (Clears throat) When they came, Lord Indra, thought, let me do service for Lord Nityananda. So he sent heavy rain, everywhere was inundated. Everywhere was dark. He cannot see anything. They were made blind. They suffered pinching cold. They fell inside gutter. Insect beat them severely. They were tortured. They suffered. On that process, they get purified by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So they were thinking, this is a true avadut. He is not ordinary person. This is supreme personality of Godhead, but we mistook him to be an ordinary person. He has showed us for 4 days different symptoms for us to realize that we are making mistakes, but still, because of our contamination, we couldn't see. But today, we have realized Lord Nityananda is not an ordinary person. Let us repent and seek for his mercy. So the next day they came and cried before Lord Nityananda Prabhu and begged for forgiveness. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, what did you do that I have to forgive you? They reported themselves. This is our situation. We are thieves. We have planned for 4 days to come and rob you. All our attempts were unsuccessful. By your causeless mercy, we have come to our senses to understand who you are. Please deliver us also. Lord Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. He didn't consider the offenses. He delivered them. Then he told them, because you are a thief, you should go and preach to thieves. You will understand their language, so you will be able to preach to them very nicely. So in this way, you will deliver them. So he gave them this assignment to go and deliver. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful, he's so kind, he has no offense to take from anyone. So today is his appearance day. And we are making a lot of effort to make wonderful feast to please Lord Nityananda. We are making a very sincere effort to give Lord Nityananda a wonderful feast. We do appreciate this wonderful effort. It is very nice. We are thanking you for that. But the purpose of Lord Nityananda's coming, his advent, is this for feast? Lord Nityananda Prabhu is coming just for the feast. He came 500 years ago. Right? So, but we are celebrating his advent today, his appearance day today. So, is he coming for feast? He's coming for something more than that. His purpose of coming is to deliver us. Not for feast. For feast, I'm sure that he will have it better in Goloka than here. I'm sure of that. He's not coming just for the feast. Feast is the secondary thing. The primary thing is that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is coming for us. So, if we want to celebrate the feast, let us start it from the beginning. One, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura said, anyone who fasts on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never enter the womb of a mother again. But some of us are already drinking water. Is that fasting? Some of us are already hungry. Is that fasting? We are already thinking about food. And we are already informed that wonderful feast is there. By 1 o'clock, everything will be ready. So we are already meditating on 1 o'clock. Is that fasting? Please, let us do the first thing first. Do nice fasting. Think of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Don't think about food. That is why he has come, to create remembrance, to create festivity, activity, and occasion for us to remember. Let us think about Lord Nityananda and the purpose of his advent. He is coming to deliver us. We should give ourselves to him to be delivered. How to do that? We have to pray to Lord Nityananda, please, for the purpose you have been coming, let it manifest in my life. Show your causeless mercy. Lord Nityananda, we are not going to show causeless mercy if we are not giving him our heart. He will not. He has made everything available, but it is ready for us to take the advantage. What is available? If you do this, he will be very happy to give his blessing. After receiving his blessing, then we can celebrate our success with a feast. More merciful than Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who delivered Jagai and Majai, they are Brahmanas. They are born in India. And Jagai and Majai have one special quality which caused their deliverance. Although they committed all kinds of sinful activities, they never blaspheme devotees. Jagai and Madai never blaspheme devotees. All other sinful activities they did, but never blaspheme devotees. What is our own life? We sing them and consider Jagai and Madai to be condemned souls, but they are Brahmanas, they are born in India, and they never blaspheme devotees. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful and he delivered them, but there is a person who is more merciful than Lord Nityananda, who delivered. Even that time it was only two, Jagai and Madai. Today we have unlimited Jagai and Madai everywhere. It's confirmed that Chaitanya Jagai Goswami Prabhupada ki. How many people who are lower than Jagai and Madai he delivered? So who can sufficiently glorify Srila Prabhupada for his mercy? Who? Who can sufficiently appreciate what the Prophet has done for the world? Nityananda Prabhu didn't come to Africa. The Prophet came to Africa. So Prabhupada ki jai, Nityananda Brahman ki jai. Hare Krishna. Comments or question? Right.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, it's very nice class. Can you please tell us what is the best way to remember Lord Nityananda? Like when we are fasting and waiting for a feast also. What is the best way in which we can remember Lord Nityananda?
Yes, thank you for asking. Thank you. Write him a letter. Write a letter to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In this letter, tell him, this is my weakness. This is my weakness. Begging for forgiveness for all that we have been doing which are not proper. We should confess honestly, empty ourselves. This is what our acharyas did. Darutam Dasakura, Bhatinotakura. There is no sin which I have never committed. It is not them. They are teaching us what we should do. This is what we should tell Lord Nityananda. This is confession. My dear Lord, there is no sin which I have never committed. Nothing. And not just one, not just two. Unlimited times, for so many lifetimes. This is why I'm here in this material world. Then, thank him for even though we are like this, he's still very merciful and kind, that he's overlooking all our nonsense. How many times we remember, who can remember how many times we have blasphemed Lord Nityananda as his devotees, his representative, especially the holy people whom he has sent down here to help us. How many times? Who can count? If you are writing a letter to somebody, you remember that person. You are thinking of that person. We are praying to him. We remember the person we are praying to. Remember. Not artificially come on the tenor, very sinful, please deliver me. That is not the way. It should be deeply from the heart, with feelings. And the whole day, hear about his pastimes. The whole day, we should hear about his, not just hear for this 1 hour. We should go back. There are so many pastimes he did in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many of them. Let us select all of them and read them all through. Remember all his activities as Balaram, as Lakshman. We should remember all. This is the way we can get ourselves merged into the Lila of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And this will make him present before us. Krishna consciousness is not external thing. it is not just philosophy, philosophy, philosophy alone. It is practical and tangible substance which you can hold it and feel it. But you have to follow the science. You can get there. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Lord Nityananda, Balaram ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande.